is a thriller debut novel that suggests a fascinating new theory on the assassination of JFK. Now, the book is called Worthy of Trust and Confidence, and it's written by former Secret Service agent Jerry Balerato, who has based some of his characters on the people he's met during his long and varied career.
It came to be after the years I spent in the Secret Service, and then the years I spent after that as a prosecutor. I was in the United States Attorney's Office, and then the 20 years I spent as a criminal defense attorney, seeing the same people often, but from a different perspective, which is how I think the characters emerged in the book.
Well, give me a thumbnail sketch of the story, if you would.
The story begins in the summer of 1963, and it's about a young Italian-American Secret Service agent. Jake is in the Newark field office. It's really about the Secret Service and their counterfeiting investigative responsibilities.
The JFK assassination must have been a really dark day for the Secret Service, and you weave an interesting alternative conspiracy theory.
I have often asked the question, in our history, there have been many nations that have done terrible things to the United States. The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. At the end of the war, we made up with Japan and they became one of our greatest allies. You know, Vietnam, you just look at Senator McCain and other great Americans that were tortured for years by the North Vietnamese, and we made up with the Vietnamese. We've done this time after time after time. What happened with Castro in Cuba? Why do we continue to hold this grudge? And I think someday we're going to find out that Castro had a hand in the assassination of John Kennedy, and that's why.
Well, Castro isn't the only dicey character in the book. Balerato also weaves the Jersey mob into his narrative. Once again, the name of the book is Worthy of Trust and Confidence, and the full interview with Jerry Balerato can be found at cbsnewyork.com. WCPS.